From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was among the officials who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This was a multifaceted campaign, so the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
The intelligence officials called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interests. Authorities say suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir Thursday, killing a police officer and a courthouse employee. The provincial governor says a skirmish broke out when police officers tried to stop a vehicle at a checkpoint in front of the Bayer Akli courthouse. He says terrorists detonated a bomb while trying to escape. At least 9 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in the Syrian town of Jablay. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at 14. Meanwhile, peace negotiations for Syria are scheduled to be held in Kazakhstan, although the rebels indicated they are withdrawing due to what they said is the Syrian government's violation of the current fragile ceasefire. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in strong terms Tuesday's killing of 2 Moroccan UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The incident occurred about 60 kilometers west of the town of Obo. This is VOA News. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh's rhetoric is growing increasingly defiant and hawkish as his government is due to leave office. Ricky Shryock has more.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has continued to dig in his heels with less than 2 weeks to go before the scheduled inauguration of President-elect Adama Barrow. Jammeh has shut at least 3 private radio stations and, according to local news sites, authorities have arrested people wearing T-shirts with the slogan, "Gambia has decided," a known statement of Barrow supporters. The head of the Electoral Commission fled to neighboring Senegal after Jammeh said in his New Year's address the elections chief had falsified results. Jammeh added that no one would cheat him. It was seen as a veiled threat. Ricky Shryock, Dakar.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is recommending that the upcoming administration should maintain partnerships with NATO and allies in the Asia-Pacific. He also says the new Trump administration should hold Russia accountable for its stated mission of battling terrorists in Syria. Those recommendations come in an end-of-term memo from Carter, released Thursday, along with a letter from President Obama. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is attacking Japan's Toyota automobile company for its plan to build its Corolla model in Mexico and then sell the car in the United States. No way, Trump says in a Twitter message. Build plant in U.S. or pay big border tax. A number of Americans signing up for unemployment assistance dropped to nearly the lowest level in decades last week. That's a sign of a healthy U.S. job market. 4 black suspects in Chicago are charged with hate crimes after allegedly live-streaming video on Facebook of themselves torturing a mentally disabled white teen. Prosecutors in Cook County, Illinois, announced hate crime and aggravated kidnapping charges Thursday. A sharp hike in gasoline prices in Mexico sparked the looting of stores Wednesday amid growing unrest over the rising cost of living in the Latin American country. Since the government boosted fuel prices January 1st by up to 20%, citizens have blocked service stations, disrupt road traffic, and held protests. An Amnesty International report released Thursday says militias allied with Iraqi troops are committing war crimes with weapons provided by the Iraqi military by at least 16 countries, including the U.S., Russia, and Iran. The U.S. State Department has placed the son of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, Hamza bin Laden, on its terrorist blacklist. Hamza bin Laden, who is in his mid-20s, is reported to have become active in al-Qaeda when his father was killed by U.S. forces in 2011. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.